Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Now, we can bring in Anthony Herron.
To me, the fact that we're starting to see Mitch Trubisky trending in a positive direction, you know, where it's really key, where it's crucial for the great quarterbacks to be at their best is, of course, late in game.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Day by day, we get better and better.
Insider Mike Florio.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Oh, great. We are living the dream. I mean, things are going so well in Chicago. It's hard to believe that they actually have to go to New York. I thought we'd just wait here until the Rams showed up for the freezing bad weather.
Yeah, well,
is there such a thing as a trap game, Mike?
Yeah. There's a trap. Listen, it was a couple weeks ago that the Falcons had won three in a row. They got beaten handily by the Browns, and Devondre Campbell, the Falcons, said after the fact, "We didn't take the Browns seriously." So, you know, you have these opponents on your calendar that you look at and you just kind of shrug, and you can't be that way. That's one of the problems the Eagles faced this year. Doug Peterson, I talked to him after they beat the Giants on Sunday, and he said, "Yeah, we every week we are the measuring stick for every other team. So, you know, the Bears are becoming a measuring stick, and you don't want to end up being, you know, that team that steps into the trap against a roster that still consists of NFL caliber players, some star players, and if you're not careful, you can find yourself stepping into a pothole one week before that Rams game." And case in point, look at what happened to the Steelers and how we went from feeling one way about the Steelers to, within the span of an hour of real time, feeling very differently about the Steelers on Sunday after they blew that game in Denver. And now it's like, oh, they're 7-3-1. They may not get a bye. They may lose their division. You know, there isn't a huge gap right now between the Bears and the Vikings. And when the Vikings have that tie, you know, there's that little window that's open for if you slip up just enough down the stretch and the Vikings pick up some ground, the next thing you know, you have to worry about not winning the division. So I think it's important to stay focused week in and week out. And there is a trap game out there, and I think a very serious potential trap this weekend in New York.
Mike, the Giants last January hired Pat Shurmur. The Bears hired Matt Nagy. Shurmur interviewed with Bears. Any buyer's remorse on behalf of the Giants too early for that? Or is that just typical of, he's got a bad set of roster, and you can't do much with it?
Yeah, I think the problem is the philosophical decision to stick with Eli Manning. And I feel like they believed they were stuck with Manning for one more year after the way the fan base reacted to the benching last year. That was such a horrible decision from a PR standpoint that the fan base wasn't ready for Eli Manning to be benched for Geno Smith. And I think that strong reaction caused the organization, reeling from that moment, to renew the vows with Eli Manning indefinitely for more than a year. Now, I think that's going to be a different vibe this year because the fan base has come around. So, Pat Shurmur could have brought Case Keenum with him. And I remember there was a report out there that Case Keenum and Pat Shurmur were going to be a package deal. And I think you put Pat Shurmur on Truth Serum, and he probably would wish he could have brought Case Keenum with him to New York for, you know, less money than Eli Manning and kind of a bridge quarterback as they figure out what they do long term. So I think it has been a detriment to Pat Shurmur to be stuck with a roster that was not in great shape by virtue of the work of the people who came before him.
We were talking earlier about some of the openings and obviously some of the jobs that might open up, and Mike McCarthy's job looks like it could be in trouble, and the Packers didn't look very good in losing to Minnesota, the game they pretty much had to win, and now it looks like they're going to be an also-ran in the division. And I'm just curious, how hard would it be to coach Aaron Rodgers at this point? What coach wants that job as great as Aaron Rodgers is?
Well, I think Bruce Arians would be perfect for that job. And I know Bruce Arians only wants the Browns job, or at least that's what he says. I think Bruce Arians is working the Cleveland fan base to try to coalesce support that would cause ownership to want Bruce Arians. But I think if the Packers job comes open, you need someone like Arians who can get through it. Because I think Aaron Rodgers is part of the problem. And no one's allowed to say that. But, you know, other quarterbacks, there's a certain amount of sensitivity. He's temperamental at times. And I have a feeling that if and when Mike McCarthy is hired, we're going to start hearing from anonymous sources about Aaron did this and Aaron did that. And you know what I mean?
Sure.
Because it's not me. You're asking me to deal with a guy who's one of the best pure passers the NFL has ever seen, but is not the complete package that we've seen from other quarterbacks. And I know great quarterbacks have a little bit of that jerk element to them where you have to be that guy that takes over a room. But I don't think Rodgers takes, I just feel like he doesn't take over the way he should. There's something that's missing there, whether it's leadership, whatever it is. But there's a lot of times where he's just kind of, and you can see it in his body language. He's just kind of there, you know, like, and Peyton Manning was never like that. So I think it's shared blame, but they're not going to get rid of Aaron Rodgers. They're going to try to find somebody who can come in and get the most out of him over the remaining years of his career. And it'll be an interesting case study in whether or not someone can press the buttons and pull the strings and get Aaron Rodgers to buy in to an offensive scheme that will be more innovative, more flexible, and take more advantage of the things he does well.
This segment with Mike Florio brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. Speaking of coaching openings, Mike, and speculation, you know, there's college coaches make the jump every year, or at least are on some short lists. They get interviews. A couple guys, you know, Pat Fitzgerald, likely to be named the Big Ten Coach of the Year today. Northwestern has gotten some looks in the past. Brian Kelly at Notre Dame has poked around NFL teams. Do either of those two guys, do you expect them to be looked at by NFL teams looking for head coaches?
I'd be surprised. I mean, the only name that really is surfacing right now is Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma. That's the one that we keep hearing, and there's that fascination with him the way that it was with Chip Kelly a few years ago. But really, the Chip Kelly experiment, or I don't know, it went about as well as Peter Brady's volcano, if we call it an experiment. But, you know, I think that set back the whole concept. I'm glad I'm not the only old guy.
I love the Brady Bunch reference, Mike.
You know, I wondered, as I get older and that show gets deeper and deeper into the rearview mirror, I just wonder if anybody knows what Peter Brady's volcano was. But anyway, the idea that, you know, maybe it's not the right way to go when you go for a college head coach, because it's not all that common that the college head coach ends up being a great option. And look, you've got four different general paths you can take: a college coach, a rising coordinator, a former NFL head coach who is either fired or who quote unquote retired like Arians. And then here's something to keep in mind, especially in Cleveland: the current head coach of another team, right? Could there be a guy out there who tries to finagle his way to a desirable job, to Green Bay if that job comes open, to Cleveland with that job open, who currently is a coach of another team? And there's a mechanism for doing it. It's kind of a trade, but not really. There is compensation that's involved. But I'm fascinated by that fourth category of potential coaching hires this year, more so than other college coaches other than Lincoln Riley, because I think there's going to be some head coaches out there who think, you know what, I get 10 to 15 more years as a head coach, and they build a statue of me in Cleveland if I can take Baker Mayfield where I think he can go.
The Bills-Jags fight was a big story, and Leonard Fournette now gets suspended for a game. What happened to Jacksonville, Mike? Do we have any understanding, and what are the repercussions? What's the fallout? People thought that was a Super Bowl team.
I've been trying to figure this one out all season. And, you know, part of me thought that after they beat the Patriots and went 2-0, they wanted to press fast forward to the rematch with the Patriots in the playoffs, and they lost sight of the fact that they have to win week in and week out. But they're 1-8 since then. I think it's more than just complacency among the players. I feel like there was a certain amount of complacency among the coaching staff, the front office, that discipline that Doug Marrone instilled last year. Where is that now? Where's Tom Coughlin through all of this? I see he was on radio in Jacksonville this morning, and he was talking about the offense, and apparently he's not happy with the head coach. And I think what happened yesterday, the firing of Nathaniel Hackett as the coordinator, the benching of Blake Bortles, I think that's a desperation play by Doug Marrone to not get fired after the season. Hopeful they can do something down the stretch that will change the narrative and maybe get Shad Khan, the owner of the team, to not say, sorry, Doug, you're gone. But, you know, the worst thing they could have done last year is give ownership a taste of something it had never had, a competitive team that was almost a Super Bowl team. Now they're back down at the bottom, and I think there's going to be less patience with the coaching staff and maybe even all the way up to Coughlin, depending upon how Shad Khan reacts to this. But, you know, they still have a good roster. They just have to get the most out of it. Last year they did. This year they didn't, and it really is vexing. When you look at just that basic, Leonard Fournette running all the way across the field, he's not even part of the game action when this fight breaks out, and he chooses to go 53 yards to get into that fray, and he doesn't have it programmed into his brain, thou shalt not do this, lest I suffer severe consequences from my head coach. If you're missing that fear, that accountability, something's gone seriously wrong in Jacksonville.
Mike, the 49ers cut ties with Reuben Foster, the former first-round draft pick linebacker who was involved with another domestic violence issue. Does he have a future in the NFL?
Well, I think his future in the NFL would only come after the NFL decides what to do in response to this most recent incident, because, you know, there's that commissioner exempt list. We don't hear about that much anymore. That's the paid leave option that they came up with a few years ago to take a guy that would be an embarrassment to the league off the field while his case gets resolved. And even though he's not on the commissioner exempt list yet, and he can't be unless he's on a team, teams can call the league office and get an idea of where this is all heading. And I think, given his history, the league would put him on the commissioner exempt list until these new charges are fully resolved, and then the league would impose an unpaid suspension on him. So I think that the teams are going to wait to see how this plays out, to see what kind of punishment he gets. And remember, they changed the rules 20, 25 years ago where you can serve a suspension even if you're not on a team. So I think, as a practical matter, he's done until the league figures out what the punishment's going to be. He serves those games, and then I could see a team giving him a chance. He's talented enough that someone's going to give him a second chance. It's just the 49ers had to move on because they made it clear to him after they gave him a second chance earlier this year that one more false move and you're gone.
Sometimes an 8-game winning streak isn't enough to fire up your coach. He just feels it's old hat. Do we care what certain coaches have to say about their team, even in the run of success?
Well, no. I mean, it's always interesting, and the more a team wins, the more we want to hear and dissect what the coach is saying about the team. But I think the biggest objective when you've won 5, 6, 7, 8 in a row is you don't want to say anything to disrupt this vibe. Like, let's just keep this rolling. And it really is amazing to see what the Texans have done. And you know, they could end up stealing the 2 seed or the 1 seed in the AFC by the time it's all said and done. Their schedule is favorable down the stretch. One false move by the Chiefs, one false move by the Patriots, and we could be saying that the road to Atlanta goes through Houston. And I remember saying before the season started, if they can keep their core players healthy, they can be a force in January. And after they went 0-3, isn't it funny? We lock into narratives about teams. We feel a certain way, and we kind of start separating the good from the bad, and we push the Texans into that bad category when they were 0-3. And so they have to fight their way week in and week out back onto the radar screen, and now we need to take them very seriously as a team that can play true January football. That's one of the big things I'm looking forward to, and the Bears fall into that category. The teams that can play January football going against the high-powered, look-at-us offenses that may not be able to translate that firepower into wins when it's single elimination time.
Thank you, Mike. You're the best.
Thanks, Mike. Guys. Have a great day.
That is too. Mike Florio, NBC Sports, and, of course, Pro Football Talk.
Yeah, good stuff on, you know, when you're talking about the Bears and what's ahead in the trap game. You know, the Shermer element, you forget how close he was. a year ago at this time, he was a guy a lot of people thought would be a good fit here.
Well, I mean, oftentimes, David, as you well know, that you're looking at like the best guy from the division opponent, the best team in the division, the best, the top candidate, that sort of thing.
I liked him as a candidate.
Yeah, I didn't dislike him, but I am, it's extraordinary to me that when you stop and think about it, what happened with the Colts and how, you know, Chris Ballard, the friendship that he had, the family connection that he had with Matt Nagy, and then, you know, I don't know, how do you read that? I mean, Nagy understood he wanted the job with the Bears, and I guess it was his choice, but I wonder if the Josh McDaniel thing was almost irresistible and Chris was holding off from full commitment there. So we'll never really know, but I always wonder that in the back of my head, and then obviously it ends up being a good thing for them that they don't get him because Frank Reich
turned out
totally
win-win.
Overlooked and an older coach and all the rest of it.
Colts are hot too.
They're very hot.
You can't take lightly. Andrew Luck has put himself, he's as valuable as any player is to his team and comeback player of the year candidate. And look, the Bears aren't complaining. They got their guy.
All right, we are contractually obliged to bring in Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight next and talk to them, and we'll do that with some transition. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Get the ultimate Black Friday deals at JCPenney. Hurry in now and save up to 40% on select major appliances, like an LG 3-door French door refrigerator on sale for only $995. Save $704. Plus, get up to 36-month special financing with your JCPenney credit card through 11/29. JCPenney, style and value for all. Event is valid 10/31 through 11/29. Refrigerator LFCS 22520S. Conditions and exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Must request at time of purchase. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Here's a gift you can open early. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $500 in instant savings now at the Home Depot. Like a Whirlpool stainless steel top freezer refrigerator, just $528. As far as your other gifts, no peeking. This is how to still get Black Friday savings on appliances. Now at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. Must buys last. Instant savings require a minimum purchase of 2 select appliances to qualify. See store for details. Valid through November 29th.
At Sprint, get the LG V40 ThinQ intelligent smartphone for just $20 a month with an 18-month Sprint Flex lease. Regularly priced at $40 a month. And while supplies last, get a free 49-inch LG TV. Requires registration at LG.com and a new line of service. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Pricing after $20 a month credit applied within 2 bills for new customers with approved credit and new line of service or existing customers with an eligible upgrade. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. TV ships in 8 weeks. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes tax, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
State Farm, this is Bill.
It finally got me, Bill.
What's that, Rick?
The Clark Street crater, the mother of all potholes.
Oh.
Yeah, year after rim-wrecking year, it's tormented the people of this town. They try to fill it, but it always returns. It got me good.
But you know, State Farm's got you too.
You hear that? You ain't nothing!
You trash-talking a pothole?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
This week, you'll find great deals at Walgreens. Like 8-ounce Dawn dishwashing liquid, just 99 cents with card. Or get select varieties of Kellogg's cereal, now just $1.88 with card. And kickstart your morning with McCafé 12-pack K-Cups, just $4.99 with card. Get great deals on the essentials you need right here at your neighborhood Walgreens. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, like celebrating every year the crew gets older. Or when you and your crew are courtside during overtime. No matter your reason for